Let's commit some crimes.
Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Reckless Endangerment here. It's Jackson Kirkowitz.
Brian Punichero.
And we're here with...
Audrey Zeig.
Yeah, what episode is this for?
This is episode 4, yeah.
I've already lost track of count.
It's technically episode 5, but our first episode is episode 0, because it's just like a practice episode. We're just trying to get used to it.
Oh, I was counting that in it, but...
Oh, so it is 5. So this is our 5th episode.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done the episode 0 just because it kind of threw off our numbers.
But we thought it was funny.
No, I don't regret it.
Yeah.
No regrets.
No regrets.
So what's on our agenda today?
Okay, so today we're going to interview Audrey about her life and how depressing it is.
Oh goodness, here we go.
Wow, what a great way to start it off.
So, Audrey Zeig, how depressing is your life?
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah. Tell us.
Is that the only question you had?
Yeah.
No. It's a pretty broad question. If you could get a little more specific with that one.
Tell us a little about yourself.
My name's Audrey. I have 4 siblings. I'm the middle child of 5, so my parents always forget about me. Shout out to all the middle children out there. It sucks, I know. I have a dog, and she's the cutest dog on the planet, and you can't tell me otherwise. I do band. I play tuba. And I'm in the Sea Cadets.
So what is Sea Cadets?
So the Sea Cadets, or formerly known as the United States Naval Sea Cadet Corps, or the USNSCC. There's a lot of names.
I'm impressed.
It's a youth military program from ages 10 to 18. Like, when you graduate high school, you get kicked out because you age out. And it's just, it's cool. You get to go on trainings and stuff, so there's, like, a gazillion trainings you can go on over the summer, over the winter. I'm going on one over the winter. Like, you can get, scuba certified, first aid certified, Red Cross certified, you can get your lifeguard certification, all this other junk that's hella cool. And I think it's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good program if you're up for it. That is the one thing, though, is that it's not like a military school where we're trying to take your bratty kids and make them good kids. This is where we take good kids and make them great kids. Or so, that's what I've been told by the people who run the program. Mm-hmm.
So what's the goal, like, at the end of it? Is it just certifications?
Yeah, so... By the end of it, so inside the Sea Cadet program, it's based off of the Navy, and you go off of the Navy enlisted ranking system, so there's E0 when you join, and then you go to boot camp, and then you do all this coursework, and you can rank up and whatnot. If you make it to an E3, if you go into the actual Navy, after boot camp, instead of coming out as an E1, you'll come out as an E3. So that means a whole lot more, not like a whole lot more, but more pay grade, and you'll rank up more easily and get to those higher positions, which is one of the main benefits of the program. But I'm not going into the Navy. Although it does, the rules for it keep changing every year. It used to be just Navy, and then it was Navy and Coast Guard, and then it was just Navy and Marine Corps. But now it's, you can make E3 in the Navy, and then E2 in all the other branches.
Okay.
Out of boot camp.
And what level are you? What E are you?
E5.
E5? Whoa. What is E5?
So, well, E5 is just up. It goes all the way up to E7, which in the Navy would be a Chief Petty Officer. I'm a Petty Officer 2nd Class right now. I'm not going to make Chief by the time I graduate, but that's fine by me.
Well, E5 sounds pretty good.
Pretty badass.
It's not as cool as you think it is. Not when all of my friends are well above me in rank, because I didn't do my coursework.
Oh. Well, you're the only secret that I know that's E5.
John's an E5.
Well.
So.
John's my brother.
So what do you plan on taking this? Where do you...
Oh, well, after high school. This is the whole, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Exactly.
So after high school, I'm enlisting in the military. My main goal is Coast Guard. That's what I'm trying to do as of right now. I want to go drive small boats in the Coast Guard because that just excites me. Because I did a Sea Cadet training. I did a Sea Cadet training called Small Boat Operations, where basically I got my boating license in Virginia. So I can't drive a boat in Missouri where I live, but I can drive one in Virginia on the ocean. But I don't know how that works. But anyway, and I met this guy in the Coast Guard, and he basically just showed me what he does, and I was like, that's what I want to do. So, yeah.
So you said about all these trainings. You said Virginia, but are there other places that
all
you go?
All over the country. Actually, all over the world. There are some in, like, Europe, Amsterdam. There's Japan. You can go to Japan, Okinawa. You can go... There's one in China, Germany. They're literally all over the world. There's a lot in the United States. Like, from Florida to Washington State. Like, all... Like, it's just everywhere, you know? And you'd think that because it's so widespread across the nation, you'd probably know what Sea Cadets was. But I'm gonna assume that you don't know what Sea Cadets is because it's, like, America's best-kept secret. But, yeah. I go to Iowa a lot.
Yeah. I think Epstein's America's best kept secret.
Okay.
Yeah, are we gonna get...
Did you know that they just deleted those tapes? The suicide tapes? They just disappeared.
Naturally.
Yeah.
What else did you expect from it?
Are we gonna get swatted because we're talking about Sea Cadets?
No.
We're gonna get death threats from the U.S. government?
Completely...
They don't send death threats. They just... You just kill yourself.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
You just kill yourself. In quotations.
Yeah, I think the Coast Guard is really cool. I mean, I would kind of just want to, like pilot a helicopter all day.
So. Just to pilot a helicopter. Helicopters are scary, man. I can't. Because then you have to get trained to jump out of a helicopter, and that's not...
That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Well, I have a large fear of falling. Heights.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of the... Oh, I forget what the fear is called. It's like a... I think it starts with an A, and then it's like A, blah, 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 phobia.
Like most phobias. Yes.
Yeah, I think most people are afraid of heights.
I think
that's why like a lot of daredevils are like heights. They excite me because like you know heights like when you get scared like adrenaline's pumping and like people like the adrenaline feel.
Yeah, and things like heights and spiders and snakes are like it's kind of like in our DNA to.
Yeah.
You're like bad. Have a reaction. No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Be gone, demon. Sorry, I drew a blank.
He's like,
crap, Brian. Do you have any questions? I literally just drew a blank. I had one.
Where do you plan on going? Where do you want to go?
In the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Wherever they want me to. I'd like to go on the bottom coast, near where Cuba is, just because I think that's cool. It's where all the drug busts happen.
Where's Cuba?
Cuba. Down below by Florida.
I heard Rekua.
Oh, maybe that was just my,
I heard Rasputia.
Wow, we're just a bunch of idiots.
Well, no, that's definitely on me if both of you heard that wrong. Down where Cuba is, which is by Florida on the bottom coast.
This is a quick little anecdote, but if you have the time, look up Dwight Howard's Rasputia costume. It's pretty good. I'll show you guys pictures afterwards. It's kind of hilarious.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, no, anyway, if I was in that program, I'd kind of want to, like, do you get to choose?
What trainings you go on?
Well, no, like, where you go.
Well, Sea Cadets is different than the actual military. They're not technically connected to each other, because if you do the Sea Cadets, you're not obligated to go into the military whatsoever. Like, there's no obligation there, For Sea Cadets, you can choose whatever trainings you want to go on every summer or winter. You can go literally wherever you want if you have the money and the time. For the actual military, I don't know. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, I probably should wait a few years to ask you that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you said, all those certifications, how many of those certifications do you have?
I have first aid, intermediate scuba, and I have my sailing license in Iowa, and I have my small boat license in Virginia.
But none of those transfer back to here. That's dumb.
Intermediate scuba.
Yeah, so it's like I can scuba dive. I can't scuba dive by myself, but I'm certified enough to go with one instructor and not have to go through all of the instruction things, basically. So if I wanted to go scuba diving, I don't have to take a whole class on it.
Just be like, screw you guys, I'm gonna go drown.
Where have you gone scuba diving?
Kentucky. Lots of high school. Swimming pools.
Oh, okay, so there's, like, actual
training. Yeah, there's, sometimes. They're kind of gross. Parkway West, if you're listening, you have the grossest swimming pool I've ever been in. Sorry.
Yeah, screw you, Parkway West.
Screw all the parkways.
Yeah, but thank you for letting us use your pool, but clean it.
Parkway's just Parkway.
Yeah, but the sparing pool could be worse.
Never been in the sparing pool.
Yeah. And then the Truman pool doesn't even work.
Yeah, it's just storage.
There's like a, you know those, those tiny Barbie cars?
Mm.
There was a tiny Barbie car in there.
I've never actually been in there.
Yeah, let's take it.
Well, I don't, that was like my 7th grade year, the last time I was in there.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go get it then.
Let's go we'll see if it's there. Probably is. We know Lindbergh doesn't clean.
Definitely not. That's their motto.
We don't clean. Mm-hmm. We also don't teach kids with dyslexia right.
Ooh, sick burn. That was cold.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's
Literacy for Lindbergh.
Yeah, Literacy for Lindbergh is about this, about how Lindbergh doesn't treat kids with dyslexia, like how they need to learn correctly, so they don't help them out as well as they should be. Like, I have a few friends that are kind of not very good at reading because they didn't get the proper help that they needed in elementary school. They were just kind of pushed along rather than...
They were forced to be with everybody else and doing everything while they were falling behind, and they didn't get the help that they needed.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to... Not defending Lindbergh's poor curriculum, I guess. Is that's what that would fall under?
Yeah.
But I think it gets kind of hard when you're, like, teaching so many, like, thousands of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, but it's still, like, the numbers for it. I read it was, like, 60% of students who are found with dyslexia who were in Lindbergh, like, still have hard time. I don't know what I'm talking about, so don't quote me on that one, actually. I read 60% something dyslexia students Lindbergh somewhere. I'm gonna leave it at that. Decipher whatever way you want to.
Do a little bit of research for yourself if you want to find out more about it.
Answer your own damn questions.
we're not here to help you.
What do you think this is? Some kind of
charity?
Informational presentation of information? Whoa.
Ryan just hurt his head.
Sorry, I had finals today, and I stayed up to like 2:30 finishing my presentation.
Oh, I was just watching Smallville.
I stayed up to what?
Smallville? What, like early Smallville?
I'm on season 2 right now, yeah. I've just started watching it.
Early Smallville's the best.
Yeah, their acting is really cheesy, but I love it.
Yes.
The story's kind of wonky, but it's really entertaining, and I love Lex, like, good Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like, him as a kid, well, not kid, but, like, young adult before he's, like, really evil is a really interesting storyline. And apparently, spoiler alert, but in the DC crossover event, they have Smallville in, like, a small, like, 5-minute scene, and Lex from Supergirl's Earth is going around killing all the Supermen, and they get to the Smallville Earth, and then they're like, where's your Lex Luthor? And then he's like, oh, Lex Luthor's the president. I'm not trying to fight him. So in the Smallville universe, Lex Luthor became the president. So that's pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool, but it could just be a different universe.
It could be, well, like how it said, it was like Earth blah blah blah, Smallville.
Yeah, but the town is called Smallville.
Yeah. But I think, like, the point was that it was the same. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV anymore, so.
Good for you. Yeah. I don't watch cable anymore.
I don't watch cable either.
I don't watch anything.
Like, yeah, it's definitely.
I watch YouTube videos, and that's about it. I try and limit that, just because I start watching a TV show, and then I spend an entire day watching the TV show, and then I plan my day around whether or not I can fit watching the TV show in, and then I stay up till 3 in the morning watching the TV show. The last TV show this happened with was The Office, and that's when I decided that I should cut that off for a little bit. Ugh.
That's a bad last show to watch. There's so many, like, I like The Office.
Actually, the last show I watched was Psych.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's a bad last show to
watch.
Psych sucks.
You suck.
Psych is terrible. Psych is terrible.
Psych is such a good show.
You're just personally offended.
Jesus Christ.
Are you kidding me? It's the campiest show I've ever seen.
What's wrong with that? It's funny. It's entertaining. Like, their pop culture references are very entertaining. Their witty banter is fun.
It's like if the CW,
Don't even come at me with the CW. I know you hate the CW, but we're not
good. It's like if the CW used, like, Marvel-style quips in, like, a full show, and no one did anything.
That's
cool.
Perfect. I love that. It's entertaining. I love the act. Like, the actors are great. I don't know what you're talking
what
about.
What does he even do? Is he a cop? Is he a psychologist?
He's a private detective.
He's a private detective who helps the, SCPD out with cases, and he pretends to be a psychic. Because he was about to get... This is the first episode, so it's not really a spoiler. He was about to get caught for doing a crime, but he didn't do it because he's just, like, he's very observant. So, like, his superpower is he's just very observant. Like, his dad trained him.
He's got that thing where he memorizes everything.
He's, like, photographic memory.
That's what it's called.
And so,
So it's basically Monk, but shitty. Not that
wrong.
Not that Monk isn't shitty.
It was way worse than Monk, because that whole acting, I hate the acting in Monk. It's all awkward.
Oh, it's so awkward.
But like...
He's like, hey, I noticed you got a scratch on your fingernail. Only the murderer could have a scratch on their fingernail. You're arrested. And then that's the whole Monk episode. And then he goes and like eats soup out of like a dumpster. In a trench coat.
I don't even know what Monk is.
No, it's really bad. I'm pretty sure Monk came out after Psych. I'm checking it right now.
What?
Wrong.
No, no way, no way, no, no.
2006.
For what? For Monk?
Yeah. No, for Psych.
2006.
I can't spell. Release date. Oh, no, I was wrong. I was way off. Never mind.
What day? What
my
year
birthday.
Was it?
And, wait. Really? That's really sad.
So 2000.
Yeah, it came. Oh, July. I thought it said January. July 12th, 2002.
Yes.
So, you're right. Sorry, but like, but like, it's Psych is like a way less awkward version of it. And I think that's a lot funnier than it. Wow. Have you actually given Psych a chance? Like, have you actually sat down and watched episodes of Psych?
It's kind of like Arby's. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you don't.
Like I'm not. I'm not going there. I know it's bad. I know.
No,
I won't
no, not
like
Arby's.
It.
Hardee's. Church's Chicken?
Are you are you defending Arby's?
But I'll still try it. Are you afraid to try things,
saying,
Brian?
Hardee's is
try
worse.
I'm not eating at Arby's.
No, I was just talking about Psych. I don't care about Arby's.
I'm not watching Psych either.
Fuck you. This relationship, we're done.
That's uncalled for.
I'm sorry.
Mom and Dad are fighting again.
Wait, which one's the dad? Wait, then I'm the dad. Then I'm the dad. Because you put your finger on your nose first. And so,
dad
whoever
and dad
fails.
Dad are fighting again.
Dad, yeah, there we go. Dad and dad are fighting. We're just gay.
Oh, that's what's up. So, I know we got on a bit of a tangent. But I would like to put us on a different tangent.
What's that?
Have you guys seen, like, the... It's about Superman.
Yeah, okay.
So...
Which...
I hate Superman.
As a character or as, like, certain actors?
As a character and most of the actors.
Okay. Why?
I think he's boring. He's not cool. But what is cool is, like, in the comic books, right when he came back to life after the death of Superman... He's got, like, the all-black suit.
Yeah.
And, like, the black mullet. And he just, like is, like, coming from space. And he's like, oh, I'm not dead anymore.
Just chilling out. Well, yeah, that's what, not minus the mullet, that's what the new Superman is going to be.
What's wrong
like.
With mullets?
I'm just saying.
No, he got to have the mullet. The mullet, like, brought
that's
it all together.
Part.
The mullet brought it all together.
Maybe they're doing a mullet. I don't know. I just know that.
Oh, dude, Henry Cavill at a mullet.
It'd be great.
Yeah. He's already playing Geralt of Rivia.
He's got semi... He's got long hair. He doesn't have a mullet, but he's got long hair.
I could not be more unexcited for that show.
Really? It looked terrible. What are you laughing about?
Sorry, the unexcited.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I agree with you. Superman can be a really boring character, but, like, once you get into, like, younger Superman, like, the Smallville series, like we were talking about, I think that's interesting. Dang, son of a bitch. Sorry if you hear footsteps. My dad's stomping around upstairs.
I'm not bad.
Wait, let's just be quiet and see if we can hear them.
Oh, here he is.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
Recording.
What's that drink?
This is a Baja Blast from Taco Bell that I bought on the way here.
Pete, my dad, everyone. Say hi, Dad. That was my dad.
There he is.
He cannot walk down the stairs or up the stairs quietly. He just stop.
You can't do anything quietly, though. Let's talk about that, how loud you are all the time.
She's just calling you out. She's just laying it all on the floor.
Here's
she's
the thing. Just... I've known Jackson since I was...
Sixth grade,
yeah.
But we were friends since seventh grade.
Yeah, so I've known him for way too long. So I'm allowed to bully him however I want.
I guarantee I've known Jackson for longer.
Yeah.
Probably.
We went to preschool together. And we were friends, and then...
Ferguson. Let him finish. I'm sorry.
It's our show.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And then I got taken away. I was kidnapped by some wet bandits.
Some wet?
Some wet Catholic bandits. and then we went to high school together.
Yeah, we're back to being bros.
Yeah.
There was, like, a while where I didn't know that you were going to high school with us. I didn't know you were at Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't have known any of these people from preschool because I lived in a bad area. I lived near Ferguson.
Hey, we live in the murder capital of the world.
We live in St. Louis.
Oh, wait, no. Stop. Murder capital of the United States, not
Stop.
The world.
No.
Not the
we
world.
Do not. We live in St. Louis County. That's not technically
four, that's
the city.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Is
St. Louis. That also includes East St. Louis across the river.
Yes, but we are a part of the greater St. Louis as a whole. Okay. We're on
there twice. We're as number one as the murder capital, and number four as the murder capital. Like, South County is number four, and then East is number one.
We used to be the heroin capital of the world.
Yeah, that's
the
good old 636.
I used to live...
Benton.
I used to live out in near Ferguson. Before all that shit happened, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the Ferguson riots.
No, back out, reverse. We're not talking about any of that.
Anyway,
I
used to live there. I went to this good old Catholic school named St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, and the year after I moved out, it got shot up.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Hope everyone's
safe. No one
safe.
Got hurt, but...
Oh, that's good. So someone just shot
there was an active shooter in the building.
Okay. So it's just some idiot that doesn't know
how to... Or something like that.
What a fucking loser.
How old were the kids?
They were, like, 16 or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you couldn't kill a few 16-year-olds that already...
Oh, okay, all right.
Sorry, too
no,
far?
No, it was pre-K through 8th grade.
Too far.
Actually, who knows?
we'll let the internet decide.
Was it too far?
Yeah,
let us know in the comments.
Comment below.
If the video ever goes out.
Yeah. I feel like I had something to say, and it has slipped my mind. Could be the 3.5 hours of sleep that I'm running on.
I'm running on 5.
5?
I don't count. I just kind of sleep when I sleep. and it happens, and then...
Well, if you went to bed at 2, then...
I woke up at 5, so I guess 3.
So, 3.
3 hours, yeah.
Lucky. Crap, I really forgot what I was about to say, and now I'm just rambling. Should I do that?
What was that noise?
Oh, it's my science minute.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about some lightning. As the climate is growing increasingly worse, whether if you...
political climate?
No, not the political one. Which, by the way, Trump just got impeached last
night. Well, he's...
I'm not arguing.
He's also going through the Senate. That's all I'm saying.
He got impeached by the House, not the Senate. He's been impeached, but...
Half impeached.
This is not about my science minute. He's been impeached. it's not going to go through the Senate, but he's been impeached. But this is not about my science minute, goddammit. It's about science. So, we're talking about lightning. We're talking about lightning. And As the climate has grown increasingly worse over the past couple of years, there's been, like, some, like, huge, huge thunderstorms. Like, ones that span... This one I've researched has spanned across 3 states, one of them being Texas. I believe it was... if I can find it here, it was... And no, I can't find it. But it spanned 3 states, and it was just one massive storm. And all across it, there was lightning being produced, lightning bolts. So basically, what a lightning bolt is when one part of one region of a cloud has a ton of negative charges, and the other side has a ton of positive charges, then, like, they both kind of grow together.
Oh,
wow. Which they would grow together. They would grow separately, but when they're together, you need both to create a lightning flash. So basically, as they're growing in electrical force, then that causes the air to weaken or lose some atoms, some particles, and then the actual electrical force can pass through them more. So basically, on one region, the electrical force is rising, and the loose electrons caused by the air weakening are growing. I'm trying to explain this to the best of my ability. It's pretty advanced. And we are kind of there yet. But so basically, an electrical avalanche is a term that I have researched and know things about, is kind of like that point where a lightning strike happens. It doesn't have to be a lightning strike. Do you know how when you see a storm cloud, there's sometimes lightning inside of it?
Yeah.
But it's not touching the ground.
It just goes this way instead, like the electrical current just goes
It happens inside the cloud.
Okay.
So that's just for a lightning bolt to hit the ground, it has to, the lower part of the cloud, the bottom region, has to be positively charged.
Okay.
And then the obviously, the top region has to be negatively charged. And then that kind of electrical avalanche will happen, and it'll strike something, probably the tallest, most conductive thing in the area. But basically, these mega... they're called a... Let me find the exact name, but these massive storms are basically the electrical channel that's running through, connecting all of these currents, kind of, is just all avalanching at one time. So, like, 7 massive lightning bolts are all happening at the same time around the city, and the light can be seen from, like, huge distances. Yeah, I don't really have... It's kind of a super advanced, and I could go further, but basically, lightning bolts are crazy.
And cool, and scary a little bit.
Yeah, it's scary.
If I get struck by lightning and die, that's how I
want
it. I want my chemicals if I get struck by lightning, I just turn to the Flash.
So. I would just like to say that global warming is causing mega lightning bolts, so...
Watch out!
Remember to take the cap off of your water bottles and throw the cap in the trash can, and then put the water bottle in the recycling.
Yeah. Speaking of global warming, did you know that there's actually someone, I don't know her name, that is kind of science-y, so that they actually found a chemical or something that breaks down plastic. So, like, it just breaks it down, and, like, it doesn't, like, it just, it's gone. Not gone, because, you know, matter, you can't get rid of matter, but it's, like, it's just melted into, like, something else. It's, like, more, it's safer for the environment than, it's like an acid, but just for plastic. Hmm. I saw that on the internet the other day.
Yeah.
I researched it. I don't remember what her name
is. I know they've been, I've read some, economic journals.
Yeah.
Like, talking about how companies are looking into that. But I don't know. Like, it's such a hard issue, because, especially with all the trash and everything.
Yeah.
And the environment, like... It's not going anywhere, and we're only going to make more.
Yeah.
And we can't just launch it into space, because who knows what kind of effect that's going to have.
Yeah. Like in, what is that, Futurama, they did that?
I don't know. I didn't watch much Futurama.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a great show, but I just...
Yeah.
It's so much.
I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was growing up, and then I never got into it. I look like I
watched Futurama.
Yeah. I guess we're coming
I guess
up on the...
I guess that concludes my science minute. How long was that? Like 5 minutes?
Probably.
Yeah, it was just under 5 minutes.
Nice, dude.
We're at 32 minutes right now, so we'll finish it off with, what are you doing for Christmas?
What am I doing for Christmas?
Yeah.
Working.
On Christmas?
Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, okay. That's not...
That's with my brother's birthday.
Oh yeah, it is so... John's birthday.
Oh well. And then after that, I leave Christmas night, and I go to a Sea Cadet training in Iowa.
Fun.
So. You leave Christmas night? And well,
it's a 6-hour drive, and I was supposed to be there at, like, 7 in the morning, and I didn't feel like leaving at 1 in the morning, so I'm just gonna go and spend the night at one of my friends up there.
Oh? Who?
Zaina.
Yeah. True blank. I'm sorry. Like, I knew who you were talking about, I just couldn't think of her name.
Right. It's kind of a weird...
Right.
It's a kind of a weird name, so...
Yeah, which means I should have remembered it, because it's...
Oh, well. I've never actually met her, so...
Yeah. Okay. So right. That concludes episode 4/5 of Reckless Endangerment.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry,
Don't say it.
Christmas.
Wait, I can say happy
okay,
Hanukkah.
Okay, end it now. End it.